Welcome to the Global Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where the traditional values of our ancestors are under attack, and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraft. They are sending out a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you, and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much for that introduction. I do appreciate it. I am Pastor Thomas Robb, pastor of the Christian Revival Center located just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. We have a wonderful song we're going to play today called Tears for My People. Stop and consider the struggles that your forefathers spent, the struggles your forefathers went through to give you this wonderful nation that you have today, that is today being given away to those who invade our nation. My friends, here is the great song by Heritage Connection, Tears for My People. If you like this song, check out their website at heritageconnection.tv. But right now, here is Tears for My People. heritageconnection.tv. Tears for My People. I'll tell you, my friends, if there ever was a time when you wanted to shed tears for our people, tears for this nation, it is today. When our forefathers gathered in 1776 in Independence Hall, which at that time was known as the Pennsylvania State House, they gathered there because they recognized that we as a people possess what they said were certain unalienable rights. And that these rights, my friend, they don't come from the government. Don't ever say you have rights from the government. You don't have any rights from the government. You have rights given to you from God. You have God-given rights. They are yours. You possess them. No one can take them away from you. Now, they may try to deny them to you. They may try to oppress you. But they can't take them away. They are God-given. They did not come from the president. Your rights as free men did not come from the Constitution. Your rights as free men did not come from Congress. Your rights as free men did not come from some federal court. Your rights as free men and women, want to add, come to you from God. And they recognized in 1776 that they were going to form this nation for the sole purpose to protect the rights of the people. Now, in 1787, they once again gathered at Independence Hall, the Pennsylvania State House, for the purpose of creating a new government. The previous government, the Articles of Confederation, they did not feel adequately addressed the needs of the people. So they formed together, came together to form what they said would be a more perfect union. And in 1787, our founding fathers gathered together in the heat of the summer, and they struggled together. They fought with each other, trying to ensure that this government would not become oppressive. They were all on board together to form a more perfect union, but they did not want an oppressive government. Because, my friends, they hated government. They were afraid of government. They knew how evil government was. Your loyalty, my friends, is to the nation, not to the government. Don't confuse loyalty to the government with loyalty to the nation. And so our founding fathers are definitely afraid of government. And they knew that it was like a snarling animal that was hissing and snarling and clawing at them. And they were holding it at arm's length. They knew they had to let it go, but they wanted to make sure that they tamed it as much as possible. And so they had this formation of a new government. When Benjamin Franklin came out of the gathering of this convention, it is recorded that he came upon an elderly woman, and he was elderly himself, and she said, "Dr. Franklin, what have you given us?" Because the people knew why they were there. They knew why they were at the Pennsylvania State House. They knew that they were gathering there to form this government, and they're all kind of at their mercy. And Benjamin Franklin, after being asked, "What have you given us?" said, "Madam, we have given you a republic, if you can keep it." My friends, for the past 200 some years, we have been struggling with the issue. Can we keep our republic? Thomas Paine says that the best of governments is a necessary evil, the worst of them an intolerable one. So have we gone from the best to the worst? Have we come from become a government that has now become intolerable? A government that suppresses the rights of free men, the promotion of abortion, the promotion of sodomy in our lives, the attempt to deny homeschooling to our children, the attempt to even destroy our Christian faith. There is an article in the current issue, I understand, of Newsweek magazine. I have not seen the magazine yet. Titled to the effect, "Is Christianity Dead in America?" My friends, we know that Christianity itself will never die. It's a thriving faith. But is it dead in America? Has our nation betrayed the principles of the founding fathers? There have been those who attempted to warn the nation. There have been many people who attempted to warn the nation. And I can think of some that I knew, such as Madge Britton or Kenneth Goff or Sheldon Emery. But there's others like Luke Rader and Douglas MacArthur and Howard Rennie, Elizabeth Dilling, well-known ministers during their day. And, of course, Senator Joseph McCarthy. And Gerald O.K. Smith, who built a passion play at Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And the Christ of the Ozarks. All these people struggled to warn the nation. But the nation did not listen, my friends. It reminds me of the scripture in Isaiah 30, verse 10. Where the people say to the preachers, "Say things, good things to us. Say things that will make us feel good. See only good things for us." My friends, the ministers of our land today are no longer ministers. They're like the song, "The Candy Man." They want to give candy to the people instead of warning the nation of the danger that our nation is in, the danger of the republic. My friends, is the republic still alive, or is the republic dead? I venture and suggest to you that the republic is dead. As a new government came upon our nation in 1787, So a new government has come upon our nation over the past 40 years. We jumped on board for the Barack Obama's train, change we can believe in, not knowing where it would go, not knowing what it would become. And now we see the final destruction of the Republic. We've been struggling to save the Republic for years. Now we see the Republic, my friends, is dead. We have aliens flooding into our nation, right and left, throughout the day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every hour, aliens flood into this nation who are changing the Republic, killing the Republic. Aliens coming from Africa, aliens come from the Philippines, aliens come from Asia. The Republic, my friends, is dead. My friends, contact us at the address given to you at the end of this broadcast and write to us, and we'll send you more information on what you can do to help preserve the Republic. But more importantly, what you can do to help give teaching to your children so they will embrace and love the Republic as our forefathers did. My friends, write to us. Until next time, this is Thomas Robb, and I'm here, pastor of the Christian Revival Center. Let's keep the Republic. Let's keep our nation. Let's keep our people. This is Pastor Thomas Robb. Are you interested in prophecy? Are you concerned about what has happened to our nation? Why hasn't the church been able to stop the death of America? Our nation and culture is committing hysterical suicide, and yet there are very few who are willing to tell you what you need to know. Did you know that the Bible actually tells us that the Christian church is the tool that Satan will use to put the Antichrist into power? Is that hard to believe? Let me say that again. The Christian church will be used by Satan to put the Antichrist into power. You find that hard to believe? How can that be, you might ask? You need to read my new book titled, The Last Church. There's no charge for this book. These offerings are made available to you by those who are not ashamed to love and embrace our faith, heritage, and culture. Write to Global Minority Report for your free copy of The Last Church. Write to Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. That's Bergman, B like Bobby, E-R-G-M-A-N, Arkansas, 72615. Your help to keep this broadcast on the air is appreciated.
You have been listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center in Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember, the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.